The book of Daniel is divided into three parts, and in each part a beast. In the first part we see the image of a man from its golden head to its toes of clay and iron. In the second we observe four beasts as they rise from the sea, and in the third powers that seek dominion over one another. And yet while Daniel spoke of these things, the Lord's angel declared their truth would remain sealed until the time of the end. A seal that only Jesus can open, and once opened is in itself a sign of the end. So it is from the four winds of heaven Daniel saw strive upon the sea, arose four beasts, which same beasts in Revelation are the body of the beast rising from the sea, which waters explained in Scripture are peoples and nations. And in their understanding is the opening of both the books of Daniel and Revelation. First and foremost, brethren, these beasts in Scripture pertain to a power of God or a portion of his testimony. Secondly, these are not four separate beasts, but God's testimony as it corrupts in four stages, like the four stages of the locust Joel saw devour. The land is a garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. The first beast, Jesus' gospel, Daniel 7:4. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. The lion with the two wings of an eagle is Jesus' heavenly testimony descended to earth. The lion of the tribe of Judah, from whose prophecies come the Messiah, Shiloh, the law giver. In its eagle's wings, Jesus' spirit and the two witnesses of his law and gospel. Jesus' spirit removed this beast. This testimony of Jesus is stood upon its feet as a man and given a man's heart. This beast represents the gospel of Jesus Christ descended from heaven and given to men, the word of God made flesh. It represents the gospel in men's heart void of the spirit of truth. The three beasts that follow reveal a departure from the gospel the apostles taught as God's word in our churches and in men descends into hell. The second beast, the law of sin. Daniel 7:5. And behold, another beast, the second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and they said thus to it, arise, devour much flesh. The second beast, the bear, with three ribs in its mouth, devours the flesh. This bear is the strength of sin that resides in the law of blessing and cursing. When Moses held the rod of the law aloft, Israel prevailed. But when cast down became a serpent, that this bear has raised up on one side and is commanded to devour the flesh, reveal its testaments cast down and its curses given dominion. The three ribs in its mouth speak of the three parts of Jesus' testimony bound in his Christ. The word of his salvation got out of his mouth in righteousness, in the law, his earthly gospel, in the spirit of truth. These being the dispensations of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. This testimony is carried into captivity. If the sin in our own flesh condemns us, brethren, in time it overcomes the testimony of Christ's salvation in us and carries us into the bondage of the law. The third beast Jesus' gospel defined, Daniel 7:6. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. The third beast is a leopard and not a lion, and its wings are those of a fowl and not an eagle. This is Jesus' gospel defiled with the traditions and laws of men, which church gospels are published to the four corners of the earth in the times of the Gentile nations. Further, these false gospels are given dominion over Jesus' gospel. In the time, the times, and the dividing of time declared by the angel of the covenant. However, the four wings and heads of this beast also speak of the plagues that manifest in the gospel. Should we add to it or take away? Like the four horse riders in Revelation that first appear as Christ, but bring forth death and hell. This third beast is the third stage of Jesus' testimony corrupted. The fourth beast, religious creeds, Daniel 7:7. After this I saw in night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth, and it devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue of it with its feet, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. The dragon in the book of Revelation is the covenant of the law cast from heaven to earth. This fourth beast, like the dragon, has 10 horns, which horns are the 10 commandments. However, its iron teeth and brass claws reveal things forged and manufactured by men. This fourth stage of Jesus' gospel defile reveals the creeds men teach in place of righteous judgment, condemnation, in place of Jesus' grace and truth, religious oppression. The beast of the sea, Jesus' gospel in Babylon in the book of Revelation. These beasts are the body of the beast that rises from the sea in the book of Revelation. However, its 10 horns crowned reveal Jesus' gospel under the dominion of the dragon's law in the times of the nations. It reveals grace and truth overcome and Jesus' tenets of salvation perverted. The little horn, the mark. From Jesus' testimony in the fourth stage of its corruption comes a little horn with a mouth that blasphemes God's name and tabernacle. In its blasphemy, we find the abomination that sits at the heart of the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim faiths. The little horn in Revelation emerges from the beast of the sea, the false gospels of men. I considered the horn, Daniel 7:8. I considered the horns, and behold, there come up among them another little horn, before whom three of the first horns were plucked up by the roots, and behold, in this horn were the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things. The 10 horns are Mount Sinai's 10 commandments. These 10 kings rule in this kingdom. The first three declare, one, there is no God beside him. Two, we are not to forge an image of God. And three, that we are not to take God's name in vain. These first three commandments are ripped out and replaced by a little horn. As the dragon's 10 horns are God's 10 commandments, so this little horn is a commandment of men. Like the Trinity Creed, which declares God as three persons, or like the Jehovah's Witness tenets that deny Jesus' name of salvation. These doctrines blaspheme God's name, Jesus. They blaspheme God's tabernacle in heaven, the testimony of Jesus Christ. That this little horn has the eyes of a man refers to men's use of creeds to explain scripture in human terms, rather than allowing scripture to interpret itself. This blasphemy is put to death in the seven plagues of Revelation, praise the Lord. Now the image of man Daniel spoke of is the red dragon cast down to earth in the book of Revelation. And from this red earth and its covenant, the first man was formed. Adam means red earth. Just as the four beasts Daniel saw are the covenant of Jesus' gospel in the nations trampled by religion. And in the ram and the goat and those kings that contend for dominion, Daniel was shown those creeds and teachings of men that would overcome his two witnesses of Jesus' faith and law in his saints. In the time and the times and the dividing of time in the nations. But now, Lord God, as Daniel prayed for Israel then, so pray, Lord, for the Israel of God now. For knowing all the evil Israel did then, we have done worse, and we have no place to repent, Father. For we have removed your salvation and your Sabbaths of grace and truth, and today your people are lost. But, Lord Jesus, hear, I pray, the voice of your redemption crying grace, that foretold of this desolation, hear, Lord, and forgive. Come, Lord, and gather. For now are these beasts in their power revealed, and now they are judged. In the name of Jesus Christ, who was, and who is, and who is to come, the Lord God Almighty, I pray, Lord God, amen.